And we continue our tour specials on this very exciting signing. It looks like Luis Diaz is set to join Liverpool from Porto. And we've got James Pearce, the main fella from The Athletic. And James, it does look like this one is now sort of when, if not if.
Yeah, certainly as we speak at the minute, it's in the advanced stages. We know that Liverpool are hoping to carry out a medical in South America this weekend. Obviously, Luis Diaz is on international duty with Colombia at the minute. So, the information is that it's about €60 million, the deal, €45 million of that guaranteed, the other €15 million potentially to follow in add-ons. And, an exciting piece of news right at the end of the window when for so long it looked like Liverpool wouldn't be adding to their squad during this month.
Yeah, I mean, they do surprise you, Liverpool. They keep us all on our toes. But I was expecting a quiet January. Do you sense that they were as well? Do you think it's been sort of other events that have led to the fact that this has been done now that, you know, that they weren't necessarily expecting?
Yeah. I think that's certainly how I understand it, is that, Diaz is a name that Liverpool is kind of, he's been on their radar for quite some time. And I think he enhanced his reputation with his performances against Liverpool in the Champions League group stage earlier on this season. But certainly when I spoke to people at the start of January, the message back was, yes, he's a player we really admire. But, you know, Porto were talking about a release clause having to be met, which I think is €80 million, about £66 million. So, and Liverpool were like, you know, at that kind of figure, it's just impossible. So I think obviously what has changed that is probably two things. One is the fact that Porto have clearly reduced their demands significantly. When you think we're only talking about, I think, what is it, £37.5 million guaranteed in this deal, which obviously is a big difference compared to £66-67 million. And then also obviously the well-documented interest from Tottenham as well. The fact that Tottenham were very, you know, keen to bring him on board this month. I think for Liverpool, it suddenly became a case of now or never. And clearly following those discussions, they decided to go for it.
Yeah, and decided to sort of go for it. It has. And the fact that, you know, you mentioned there Tottenham coming in, Liverpool's clearly the one that he wants. And I guess that shouldn't come as a surprise to us, but as Liverpool fans, I don't know, it feels like we've been talking ourselves and our club down for the last sort of half a season. This is a reminder that when everyone else seems to think we're brilliant, and a reminder of Liverpool's standing in European and indeed world football at the moment.
Yeah, the pulling power of Liverpool is immense, isn't it? And I think, you know, it's not a great surprise that given the choice between those two options, Liverpool or Tottenham, the lure of Anfield was greater when you look at, you know, what those two respective clubs have achieved, certainly in recent years. And I think, again, it shows the pulling power of Klopp himself. You know, when you're a player like Diaz and you've seen what Klopp has done for so many members of that squad in terms of helping them go to the next level, you know, I'm sure that has a big part to play in the decisions that these players reach. And of course, he's been playing his club football as well with Marco Gruic. I wouldn't be surprised if Marco Gruic, who may have left Liverpool, but I know the club still remains very close to his heart, I'm sure he's given a ringing endorsement of what it's like to walk out at Anfield and all the rest of it. And I think also it says a lot about Diaz, the fact that he's not put off by the competition that's in front of him, because that was always a regular thing, wasn't it? You know, what kind of other attackers can you attract when you know the bar is set so high, when essentially you're trying to leap ahead of, or in Diaz's case, you're probably trying to leap ahead of Sadio Mane on that left-hand side, although he has also played in other parts of the attack as well. So, I think, you know, the fact that he's got that burning desire to come in and prove himself. And I think also you look at his age, what has he just turned, 25, his profile. Yeah. I just think he ticks a lot of the kind of Liverpool FSG boxes.
Yeah, he certainly seems to. You've made a couple of things for The Athletic this morning. The second of which is a couple of interesting things in there that I wouldn't mind picking up on. The first is that Julian Ward seems to have led on this one. He's taken over from Michael Edwards, but obviously he's been at the club for a long time. A nice little warm up, if you like, for him. Like I'm sure Michael was on hand for advice and stuff like that. But it looks like that he's got his first deal a few months before he started the new job.
Yeah, that's our understanding that he has led the way on this one, obviously assisted by Michael Edwards with this kind of gradual handover of responsibilities ongoing up to the end of the season. And of course, Julian Ward has a very impressive network of contacts in Portugal because he worked for the Portuguese national team before he joined Liverpool on the analysis side of things. And then, of course, his first job at Liverpool was European scouting manager for Spain and Portugal. So I'm sure those things have helped as well in terms of pulling off a deal like this. So, I think it's a really, really exciting deal.
Yeah, exciting deal indeed. In terms of what it means for the existing squad as well, you touched on that in your second article you did this morning, the fact that this might hasten the departures of Minamino and Origi. It's felt like for a while, and I think you've reported for a while, that if a good and proper offer came in for either of them, they wouldn't necessarily stand in the way. Do you think this deal means that they're more likely to happen in January, or do you think it just still depends on what offers come in?
Yeah, I think it does still depend on what offers come in, because it won't. We know that the way Liverpool operate is, if they're not in the business of just doing favours for other clubs, it will be a case of, if it makes sense financially for Liverpool, then those players would be allowed to leave. I think certainly with Minamino, there was interest earlier on in the week from Leeds and from Monaco. Those initial inquiries were kind of turned down. So it'd be interesting to see if either of those clubs come back with an improved offer, in the knowledge that maybe Liverpool now are more willing to listen to that. And then obviously Origi, with his contract up in the summer, although he does have this clause that will trigger an extra year if he plays a certain number of games, I think clearly at the minute he's not on course to trigger that clause. So, you may well be looking at a situation with Origi that if you probably the choice would be if you either get money for him in the next few days, or the likelihood is he goes for nothing at the end of the season. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy end to the window, I think, in terms of what the knock-on effect of Luis Diaz coming in is. Because I think, whether it's Origi and Minamino, or maybe just one of them moves on, but, suddenly, when you throw into the mix, obviously you've got Salah Mane, Firmino, Jota, but you've also got a resurgent Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. You've got Harvey Elliott coming back to fitness. And, of course, you've got young Cade Gordon as well. So, yeah, you can understand why, if the offer was right, that Liverpool wouldn't stand in the way of Origi or Minamino.
Yeah, we shall see. But as you say, James, a busy weekend ahead, and a slightly busier weekend, I think, than many of us thought in terms of head, certainly from an outs point of view, and who knows, sort of one or two more in. So just before we let you go, James, because you're so busy today, I know, and I really, really appreciate your time, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. But in terms of his impact then for Diaz, they've shown at Liverpool they're willing to take the time on new signings, but others have come in and sort of hit the ground running. What happens with Diaz, we'll have to wait and see. But it's an exciting time for him to come into the club, and it's a good reminder of where Liverpool are at going into February, still in all four competitions. There's games there potentially for them. There's some big nights, which is presumably one of the reasons why anyone joins Liverpool, really, potential European nights in the Champions League at home and things like that. We'll have to wait and see, and you want to be patient with any player, but there's certainly an opportunity for him to make a name for himself quickly with how Liverpool's season is panning out.
Yeah. I think obviously a lot of it depends on kind of how he responds in though. I'm sure he'll be assessed in that opening week when hopefully, if everything does go through, that he's training with his new teammates, and then a judgment, of course, whether he does get thrown in or, eased in gently. I think that's the beauty for Klopp, is the fact that he probably can ease him in gently. Because we know that the way Klopp has operated with numerous other signings, that he likes players to kind of learn the system and learn the style, and that being a gradual process. But I think the great thing is it's Liverpool strengthening from a position of strength. The fact that it's not It's not like the wheels have come off and it's a panic buy or anything like that. This is a player that they've tracked for a long time. And as you said, you know, it just whets your appetite really for the rest of the season. The fact that you've got this guy coming in who, you know, what is his record? Something like 14 goals and 5 assists in 18 league games for Porto so far this season. So to add that firepower to what Liverpool have already got, you know, it really does kind of fuel the excitement for what could be in store between now and May.
Yeah, they all say our days are numbered, indeed. Top man, James, thanks so much for joining us. As I say, I mean, you all know he's from The Athletic. Check out his Twitter and The Athletic, of course, subscription service as this story develops. But James, thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Cheers, Gibbo.